This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And, of course, we are home here in Tampa to the world champion Tampa Bay Bucks, American League champion Tampa Bay Rays, who are right now playing baseball. And by the way, tonight starts the home opener at Tropicana Field over in St. Pete. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, police, hospital, and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially the truckers that have been out all weekend, the long Easter weekend, seeing to it that you can have groceries on your table for that Easter meal and whatnot. And you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. We're on Parler at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And we're also on our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Check us out, see what we got to offer there. You might like something, you might see something, whatever, and away we go. In the meantime, hour number two starts out with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Now, something that I saw yesterday, there were a lot of polls out there, and you probably see some of the things I do, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, yesterday, for the first time in many, many years, fewer people went to church on Easter Sunday than ever before. And the interest in Easter is still there, especially for families that have kids. But for the older folks, it's just not there the way it used to be, and that's a shame to see that happening.
Well, it is. And I was at Easter services earlier yesterday, and it seems, at least, you know, from what I can tell, I think a lot of people have been wanting to get back to be able to gather together at church. This time last year for Easter was a complete no-go, except for video and this kind of thing. So as we're starting to come out of this, I think hopefully we'll see an uptick, basically. But yes, that's what the polls are showing. But I do think a lot of people are either attending virtually, or they're also worried about going into a gathering at this point, especially if they're older or if they haven't received their vaccination yet.
Yeah, there's still some apprehensive about the COVID, the pandemic, and people getting together for sure.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, President Biden ended the polling week last week with a daily job approval of 48%. That's the fourth week in a row that he's been down below 50%, so there may be a trend here. We'll see. And the Biden administration is reportedly working to develop a COVID-19 vaccine report, and fewer than half of the voters believe it's a good idea to require proof of vaccination against the coronavirus.
Well, Yeah, this is what we're hearing, the so-called vaccine passport. We don't have passports for other things. Yes, of course, the coronavirus impact has been unprecedented on our economy, our society. Most important, of course, are those who have been sick or lost their lives from it, obviously. But once we attain, and I'll even mention Dr. Fauci, somehow, you know, Dr. Fauci talking about where, you know, if you're immunizing or getting vaccines to millions of people a day, well then, as in his words, you're getting closer and closer to control of the virus, basically. So if we're gonna achieve that in the short term, we think, relatively speaking, why would you need a vaccine passport to go out and have dinner, at your local favorite restaurant? It doesn't make any sense from the perspective of obtaining herd immunity.
By the way, a large national restaurant corporation that owns three national franchises recently switched their soft drink affiliation from Coca-Cola to Pepsi. What do you think they knew was going on?
Well, I think it could be, Captain, that some of these companies are realizing that there is a going to be, at least perhaps there's going to be some kind of a boycott war that's mm-hmm. going to start up, and they don't want to be caught in the middle of it because of politics.
And cost is by far the number one problem with America's health care system, according to voters, but most don't think more government regulation is the solution.
Nope. Well, because we've been through this with Obamacare. We were told how wonderful it would be, and you're going to save $2,400 mm-hmm. a year and all that, but it ended up costing a lot more money and wasn't what it was cracked up to be.
And by the way, here's a good way to end the segment. President Joe Biden promised new gun control measures in the wake of the two recent mass shootings, but voters overwhelmingly, by 2-1, believe their right to own guns is protected by the U.S. Constitution, and Biden shouldn't be interfering.
Well, one of the
how
things,
about that?
Well, yes. Well, and, you know, one of the things that voters see, of course, is that as things become, unfortunately, I hate to say, seemingly more dangerous, or things that you have bad people getting guns. Taking guns away from good law-abiding people doesn't seem to be the answer for people to be able to protect
themselves.
No,
what's that going to do to crime? What's that going to do to the crime?
It's going to shoot off the charts.
Correct. It's already going up.
Yeah.
But not because of the bad people with guns. It's going up because bad people do bad things to good people, period.
That's right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as Kyle Warren will be right back with me, and we'll have a lot more. Don't go nowhere, no how. Kathy is going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Oh, yeah. I know that guy. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, in the times that we're currently living in, folks, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100. Put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them, I sent you me, moi, the Captain, Matt Bruce. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim, come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty, a new windshield, and $100 put right in the palm of your hand at the time they finish the service. So, listen up. Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you and get that $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. All right. We are not a Delta hub, but we certainly have a lot of flights that go outbound here at Tampa with Delta. I've been noticing the planes seem to be picking up. There seem to be a few more Delta aircraft in the air. I started to notice it last week. But over the weekend, I believe they went to full capacity, as did American Airlines. Now, the funny thing was, Delta had to cancel over 100 flights across the country because they didn't have the crews to fill the planes.
Wow, but there's a demand there, obviously, and I think the TSA scanned some million people or something over the last couple of days. So I mean, this is people starting to try to get back to traveling again.
Well, business class must be alive and well again because I noticed the aircraft that was taken off about the middle of last week. There's something about an airplane when it takes off and it's up a couple thousand feet or even a little bit higher before it reaches the end of the runway. There's nobody on the plane.
Yeah.
All right, and it's obvious.
But now, a lot of the aircraft are coming down to the end of the runway, and they're getting up to about 1,000 feet, and then you can see them going up maybe 1,500, 2,000, and they're going out over the bay before they get up to that magic number where they start climbing and turning and all that stuff. So now you can see there's more people on the plane. So that's a good thing, I do believe.
Well, sure. And again, I think people are starting to not only physically but psychologically come out of the pandemic in the sense that, okay, yes, we can make that trip, or yes, we'll go ahead and go there, or, you know, instead of having a video link for a business meeting, go see them in person. So I think that's what we're starting to see. And just in my little neck of the woods, I seem to notice more a little bit more of normal operation in terms of planes coming in into John Wayne Airport throughout each evening. For a long time, there was hardly any planes, but now it seems to be getting a lot more regular. So I think that's another indicator. Anecdotal, but an indicator.
Now, it's been 365 days, a little bit more in a year right now, and counting to flatten the curve. How have the lockdowns, Kyle, been as far as have they been as effective as they've been claimed to be?
Well, you know, Captain, I think that because we've seen some states lock down, other states not really lock down, or they may have locked down initially but reopened more quickly, I think you still have kind of the same amount of quote-unquote cases, which are positive tests, basically. I think that once, if you were to look at Florida, for example, versus California, you'll find that the lockdowns in California didn't do what we were told it was going to do.
No.
Other than hurt the businesses that had to close down.
Put them out of business, too, a bunch of them.
That's right.
So, way to go, Gavin Newsom. And then you wonder why he's being recalled?
Right. Right. And in fact, it's what I kind of call the California recall meter, because it seems like they're trying to open stuff really, really fast. And I think that that tells us that they're taking this recall very seriously at the Gavin Newsom camp. They've got to be terrified of what not just quote-unquote Republicans in California, but Democrats as well are thinking about his leadership and where the state's going to go from here.
All right, before we take our caller, there's some news coming in here from the Pentagon. The U.S. European Command has raised its alert level, threat level, as Russia has put three divisions on the border with the Ukraine, three combat divisions, tanks, artillery, and combat troops. Now, our U.S. Command in Europe is now on high alert, along with our NATO allies, as Russia's increasing aggression in Eastern Europe has everybody on their toes.
This is a very significant story. We started seeing that the troop buildup late last week and began to get that story. This is, could be a very significant test. Obviously, just in terms of its local impact in the region, that's a huge factor. But in terms of the United States perspective, it'll be a huge test for this new president, Captain. And it could be that Vladimir Putin believes that, well, maybe it could be a time for him to try something. I hope that they don't, but it will be interesting to see how the American government responds.
Okay, let's go to the telephone line, and we have Backgammon Bob. And Backgammon Bob is our professional question asker. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir, Captain. Do you think, or does Kyle think, that businesses are ever going to start requiring identification for the, not identification, but more of a proof of vaccination before you enter, or can they do it, and is it a good idea? All right.
All right.
That's it.
Thank you. Kyle, I'll start it off by saying in the blue states, some of the businesses already have done that.
Well, yes, I think it could be akin to saying, like, for example, you're going to go to the big box home improvement store, the home hardware store, and they will say you must wear a face covering in order to come into this store, and that's because it is a private business. Without there being a mandate from a state or local or federal government, I do think that businesses could try to require such a thing. How they would enforce it, it certainly would be challenged, but I think that it just depends on how they feel about liability, what their insurance company is going to tell them, and how they believe they want to fit in with the post-COVID culture. We'll see. But yes, I think they could very well say that would be a requirement.
Well, the way it was left in most states, including my home state of Florida here, was it's up to the individual business.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Yeah, and so again, that's it could be, you know, come over here. You don't need a passport, or we're requiring passports. So and I hate to say the market would take over for that, you know, in terms of public health issues. But if you are out of the pandemic for all intents and purposes, yes, there's going to be variants. Yes, there's going to be some form of coronavirus around for a very long time. That we know. But if you have the population vaccinated, you've gotten to the herd immunity in the sense that most learned people in the field would say, yes, we have achieved that more or less. Then it would be harder and harder for businesses, I think, to require such a thing, simply because the emergency would have passed.
Now, little old AOC has been making a lot of noise in Congress, right?
Oh, yes, very much so.
For making that noise, her cash coffers have a little bit more than $6 million in them after 3 years, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so people are paying for her to run her mouth, obviously. And she's taking all the money that's being thrown in her direction, I might add. But how effective has she been, Kyle? What has she done for you lately?
Well, I know that she's introduced some 21 bills, but none of them have gone anywhere or done anything. It's really, really
significant. Well, the constitutionality of them has been challenged in many cases, and the report I've gotten is that the majority of them are just plain unconstitutional.
Well, you know, if you start imposing these kinds of restrictions on AOC to propose constitutional bills, where's the fun in that? I mean, otherwise she's going to not propose anything, I guess.
Well, that wouldn't bother me, would it you?
No, but of course, just trying to be funny, but the idea is that, Captain, you know, she came into Congress, and she has at least her ilk, the so-called Democrat Socialist, that kind of thing. They have a very, very, very different understanding of what it means to be in the legislature, and to understanding fundamentally what the American system is, how it really works and what it's really all about, what it really represents. But as long as they can make a lot of noise, as long as they can try to get people on their bandwagon, it's kind of like the law in Georgia going against the law in Georgia. If you can get people on your bandwagon, well, then that's half the battle right there.
Yeah, and to answer your question, Mr. Mark, that just shot me an email this time, no, that is not what we do, because my network does business over there, so consequently I go where the network goes, so that's not a problem at all to me, and it's been very beneficial to me, and they do what they do. But anyway, hold on, Kyle, because we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast along and move across during the overnight radio hours. So there you go. Kathy is going to give you the phone number one more time. So here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 3 million Americans per day are receiving COVID vaccinations as vaccination efforts increase across the country. On Saturday, more than 4 million doses were administered, setting a new single-day record. Despite those efforts, cases are slowly rising, with spreading variants being blamed for the increase. Dr. Celine Gounder was a member of the Biden Transition Team's COVID Advisory Board and tells CNN that there are still some precautions those who are vaccinated should take, including avoiding large crowds.
Only about 30% of people in this country have received even one dose of vaccine, much less being fully vaccinated. And so I think if you are vaccinated, yes, you can engage in some of these activities, but you should still stay away from crowds. You should, if you're visiting with people from household not your own, really be sticking to one other household at a time, because there is still a very real risk.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much, Kathy Curtis. We appreciate you doing that for us. And this portion of the program is brought to you by the XP Stem Cell Patch. They're going to tell you more about themselves right now, and I think I know who the spokesman is here. So let's get this going.
Hey, folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
All righty, and Patrick Hyland will be on in hour number four, the sports guy, and we'll talk a little bit more about that because I recently had a problem, and I did use the patch myself for the problem I had, put it in a specific affected area, and it absolutely worked. I can tell you that it worked. So something else to think about here when you want to get rid of problems and pain and all that good stuff. And, Kyle, welcome back.
Thank you, Captain. Yes.
All right. Now, we have to understand that this problem here in Florida, because I just got someone asking me about Manatee County, and they said they got friends there. You can go to the Manatee County website, and I'm sure that they have information on there about this. Otherwise, every one of the Tampa television stations is doing pretty much round-the-clock video. Somebody has a camera actually mounted there watching this right now, so I'm not sure if that's part of the television network doing that or if it's the EOC doing that.
Yeah, it could be either, but yes, you're right, Captain. This is a major local story. It's got national prominence, but it's a major local story, so there should be a lot of information that's coming out of the different TV stations and so forth.
Well, they keep using the word nuclear toxic, and what they're talking about is extremely toxic material. Not that it's nuclear waste, okay, and we need to understand that, because the media's jumped on this term without really knowing what in the hell they're talking about.
Well, that's right. The process itself creates that this is phosphate and so forth. That's the byproduct or the runoff of all of this process that had to do with fertilizer. And the governor himself, I think, went to great lengths to explain that this byproduct that's in the water that is not radioactive, as people commonly understand what it means. If something was radioactive, that would be a whole different story. But this is not radioactive.
Now, the family of the disturbed capital attacker, and they're now calling him that, the disturbed capital attacker, they're not mentioning anything about the fact that he was a follower of the Nation of Islam, Louis Farrakhan, revealed some disturbing behavior the night before the tragedy that he just didn't seem right.
Yes, exactly. So they're kind of bringing up this idea that he was mentally disturbed, this kind of thing.
Yeah, why am I not surprised?
Well, yes, exactly. Well, and you know, Captain, the death of the Capitol Police officer is still very
horrible.
Very, yeah, exactly. Still very, very felt very, very keenly right now.
This guy ran them down.
Yes, ran over them with his car. I mean, this is just a horrible, senseless, but brutal attack, obviously. But you mentioned, Captain, that yes, according to reports, this individual who did the attack seemed to be a follower of Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam, and so that could be a significant a part of this whole story, and it seems to be being ignored.
Yeah, and I've got a note here from Sally. Sally is in Atlanta. She's saying, Captain, polling in this area has been consistent on the subject for decades, and the most recent polling here is no exception. The overwhelming majority of American voters not only support the legislation that's been passed that mandates a voter ID, but they also embrace the practice as it being an integral part of election integrity based on what happened in 2020.
Well, sure, sure. And again, I think most people do feel that, hey, I mean, there has to be some kind of rules or structure. And the rules, by the way, compared to different states, as you pointed out, mm-hmm. Captain, earlier about former Governor Christie talking about how it's 9 days or something in New Jersey, but it's 17 days or something now in Georgia. So the rules are there in order to make sure people have the opportunity to vote, but there has to be mm-hmm. some structure to it. Otherwise, there is no structure.
I just thought of a little twist for the next caller. Are you ready?
Sure.
When Ian called a few times, we called him the unofficial mayor of Clearwater, but he said, no, I'm the mayor of nowhere, remember?
Oh, yes, yes.
So then I said, well, he's going to be our intellectual doctor, right?
Right, right.
So he's going to say, well, probably not the doctor of anywhere. So he could be the intellectual doctor of nowhere who knows something, and we're about to find out what the something is. Go ahead, Ian.
I know nothing, to paraphrase my hero, Sergeant Shultz.
All right, go on.
That's right.
But I do have an opinion.
Go on.
I'm going to venture two of them. Number one, the national media is hoping and praying that gypsum stack down there in Piney Point is going to collapse so they can pin it around Ron DeSantis'
yep.
neck.
Yep.
Never mind that these gypsum stack breaches have been going on for years down here in this part of Florida.
Correct.
And we've always dealt with them. And number two, that guy up there in D.C. that ran over the cops,
yep.
that was a black nationalist. I hear all this BS about white nationalists. Heck, I've been accused of being a white nationalist. I'm not. I'm a nationalist. At any rate, all of a sudden, it was a black man that did this, and oh, it went down the memory hole. Just to the media, the media is really, they're not getting the right victims here, and they're not getting the right perks.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Yep, you're right, and that's what we were alluding to here a few minutes ago. But when the headline says Family of Capitol attacker reveals disturbing behavior night before tragedy. He just didn't seem right.
Exactly. Like for example, is that supposed to make it seem like lesser of a problem or lesser of a terrible tragedy? I just don't know. But mm-hmm. obviously, Captain, you know, the protection is there for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
The Capitol Police reacted properly. One was killed. Another was, I think two others were wounded, actually, in this whole incident. We're not really getting the full picture, I think, of what may have led up to this. It can't just simply be he snapped. There has to be something else that so that people understand and so that we can prevent other of these kinds of attacks. Because I'll tell you this, if it was, and again, it's terrible because you don't want to politicize this and you don't want to put it in this context, but I think the political players, they do look at it in this context.
Mm-hmm.
If it had been a Trump supporter, they say, well, then all Trump supporters are now suspect. We've got to make sure.
Well,
you know, that kind of stuff.
A couple of things, and then we'll get ready for the Trucker Sideway and Bible Report. CNNer, Jim Acosta, wants the American taxpayers to buy him a high-speed train with Wi-Fi, namely the one that wants to be put in, or they want to put in, between Dallas and Houston.
Well, I guess he wants what he wants when he wants it.
Yeah. He's not going to get it.
Yeah.
And then secondly, there was a story yesterday about a Calgary church pastor who confronted police who were coming in to shut down the church service that was going on Easter Sunday, and he threw them out. He says, no, you're not wanted here. We're going to have our church service, and that's all there is to it. And they turned around, walked right back out the door.
Yeah, we're hearing a little bit about that. That's a pretty interesting story, to say the least.
Yep. They were not. He said, we are not going to be deterred. We are having a church service on Easter Sunday. And out the door they went. And then he shooed them out the door. He actually told them, you're not wanted here. You need to go right now.
Well, you're exactly right. And again, I think especially a year on from all of this, this is where people are starting. In fact, Captain, there even in my local area here in Southern California, people were out at the beach. They're out on the Santa Monica Pier. There doesn't seem to be any social distancing, really, from what you can tell from the helicopter shot. People are wanting to get back to normal. They really do want to do that. I understand the public health issues and so forth wrapped up in it, but it seems that people are saying, look, we're going to go back to normal to a great degree here. And this is what we see in Calgary as well.
And finally, it looks like Twitter suspended the account for Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene after a tweet she made on Easter. They didn't care for it, and they suspended her. Don't know what she said, don't know what she did, but we'll try to find out before we part company here.
Yes, yeah, we will try and find that out.
All right. In the meantime, we are coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'm telling you, the weather, we're going to see if it changed or not. It probably didn't. But then again, because it's Monday morning, we got to at least look at the map and make sure. Because you never know. You never, never, never know. All right. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And we'll let Ron Edwards take us out.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Flash out good. Flash out good.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. at no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Well, thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that one for us. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, with the Double D Horse Ranch. She and her husband, Don, run that, and they're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hoo-ha out there to everybody from Fort Benning, Georgia, and standing on that wall. We thank you for doing that. All right, this is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Remember, Pilot and Flying J truck stops. Pull on in there. Tell them you were listening to me, the captain, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. And also join the Drivers Club and get the advantage of having the points that you'll get for buying fuel as well as buying food in a restaurant and also buying supplies in a trucker store. All right, here's a little Aerosmith. Haven't heard from them in a while. Here we go. a little Steven Tyler and Aerosmith, Dude Looks Like a Lady. You remember that one, Kyle?
I sure do, yeah.
I haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah, that goes back to 1987.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we're now back, 34 years.
That's right, yeah. It was on an album called Permanent Vacation. So that sounds pretty good, too.
Permanent Vacation, yeah, okay. Well, only if you can afford it.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me read the weather statement for this hour, and we'll go from there because it looks like we've had a couple of changes along the way. Matter of fact, I know we have because I see snow where it wasn't last hour. There will be a few hazards to contend with across the U.S. on Monday. A vigorous system will dig into the Intermountain West for heavy mountain snow, while winds and fire weather conditions are likely from the Great Basin into parts of the High Plains. Finally, ahead of this system, isolated strong to severe thunderstorms will be present and possible from the upper Mississippi Valley into the Texas Panhandle. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, up in Montana tonight near Helena, Great Falls, and Butte, Montana, stretching all the way over to Missoula, we've got a winter weather advisory. So this is coming down I-90, also coming up Interstate 15. So you want to be very careful in those areas, especially up as we look towards the Canadian border up through the Blackfeet Indian Reservation. That winter weather advisory is going to stretch up to there. Winter weather advisory south of Billings as well, coming down I-90 into northern part of Wyoming there as you come down I-90 a little north of Buffalo in that area. Also, fire weather warnings in Colorado in the northwest corner, also down in southern Colorado near Pueblo. Fire weather warning, but fire weather watch all over New Mexico tonight. So that's covering the entire state, including Albuquerque, Santa Fe, and so forth, stretching into Arizona as you come across I-40 out of Gallup over into Arizona. If you're heading west, so be careful there. That stretches to Flagstaff. Also down in Tucson, same story. Fire weather watch down there. Wind advisory coming up for Wednesday in Southern California. Be careful in the high desert along Interstate 15, or if you're coming across I-40 or I-10, you're going to encounter that. Blowing dust advisory. This is near Carson City and Reno as well. They have a lake wind advisory, so you could get a mix of those kinds of things. And, of course, fire weather warning in the central part of Nevada tonight as well, Captain.
Well, we got a little bit of snow down there south of Rapid City, South Dakota way, and that stretches down along the northeastern part of Wyoming. Now, in the western part, northwestern part of Nebraska tonight along I-80, we're going to have some winds to contend with. You'll pick the winds up again when you get over around Lincoln and take them all the way about 50, 60 miles into Iowa, and then up and down 29 from the Missouri line in Iowa up towards Omaha. You're going to have some winds up through there. Going over into the Panhandle of Oklahoma, Amarillo East, you're probably going to have some thunderstorms building up during the day. Conditions are likely for that, as well as all the way down through Lubbock, all the way down to Midland, and over into the corner over by El Paso. So be advised, you might get some rough weather that way. Now, we do have flooding tonight. It's not only in Arkansas, west of the Mississippi River, in some of the low-lying areas and some of the tributaries that flow into the river over there, but also over in Tennessee and Kentucky, and then over into Mississippi. Got some flooding going on in Alabama as well. And Georgia looks like it's going to get kind of windy tonight from about Tifton all the way up to the Tennessee line. And we do have windy conditions right now all the way from Cape May, New Jersey, up through New York City, over to Long Island, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Vermont, and then we've got a gale warning that goes from Cape Cod all the way to the Nova Scotia border. And upstate New York tonight got some winds in there with some unsettled weather conditions. The winds are coming from the east, from the ocean, blowing all the way up in upstate New York tonight. So there you go. And Kyle, how can we hear your show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and now we'll drift over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good Monday morning.
Good morning.
It appears as if we are paying a lot more attention to the Russia situation in the Ukraine based on some of the reports coming out of European Command right now?
As well we should. Some Eastern European countries are on alert, Belarus. This one's a little more ominous. So, it'd be very interesting to have a full readout of the conversation that Biden had with the leadership of Ukraine. All we were told is they talked. Well, what did they talk about? You're supposed to have an official readout, and I have not seen one.
Probably won't, because they're not really good at getting that stuff out there real quick, as we already know by Jen Psaki.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with the drink.
Yeah, of course.
Yep. Now, I don't know where this is all going to go, but, of course, I think we're being tested. I think that's the big deal right now.
Absolutely.
Yep. And they're wanting to see what Biden's made of, and maybe they'll go away and maybe they won't. You know North Korea is going to do something next. You just don't know what the next is.
Well, you and I discussed this late last week, so
yep.
It's more of the same.
Yep, and people are talking about the fact, well, what kind and what type of missiles is he going to launch this time, and is he going to point it at something to see how close he can get and scare the bejesus out of him? But it is what it is.
Well, I haven't seen the U.S. move any kind of assets. So I don't know that we're going to come to any kind of real aid if something happens or what was in that phone call. So we're kind of in the dark about the next move.
All righty. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more. By the way, the Eisenhower's launching sorties into the ISIS territory there along the Iraq-Syrian border. So they're in the neighborhood. They just aren't up close and personal. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. It's the Captain of America. Third Watch comes right back with more.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.